Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Friday. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're having a nice weekend lined up for you. Nick Caserio, Texans executive vice president and general manager, met with the media yesterday. He's going to come on with us the week after the draft. So the next time you hear from him with Seth and I, will be following the Texans draft in about, probably a week or 10 days or so, thereabouts. I liked hearing this yesterday, and I think this cut from Caserio here, Seth, is a sign of just how much progress the Texans have made in the last couple of years, but especially in the last year. This is the big jump they made in 2023. Here was Caserio on what the constitution of the team is, what he feels like it should be heading into the draft.
If we had to go out there and play a game, we'd be able to put a team out there, not necessarily have to rely on the draft to, let's say, add a player. Like, I think whoever we draft, I mean, hopefully they'll come in here and create a role and a niche for themselves. It's probably going to be hard to make this team or make a significant impact, and, I mean, hopefully that's a good thing. But by the same token, there's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and September.
So that, and hopefully it's a good thing. It's a great thing. It's not a good thing. It's a great thing. Think about this team the last 2 years, Seth. There was a game in 2022. I don't remember which game it was, but I just remember that I remember the starting defensive tackles in the game were Thomas Booker and Kurt Heinisch. Thomas Booker, a fifth-round rookie, and Kurt Heinisch, an undrafted rookie. And that was symptomatic of the team that day. That day, they started like eight rookies in 2022. I don't remember what game it was. I just remember it happening. And then last year, you had a rookie starting quarterback and still more rookies all over the field. Juice Scruggs, Tank Dell, Will Anderson, Jarrett Patterson, Henry Toa is playing a role. You know, like all those things.
Yeah, no, and I think, like, honestly, if you go back the last several years, really starting with the offseason that Brian Gaine was fired until now, there were various times, like, there was one offseason where well after the draft, there was no actual nose tackle on the team. Like, so you talk about being able to like line up and play a game. Like, they didn't even actually have a nose tackle on a team that ran a 3-4 defense. You know, it was really there were some huge deficits. Now, I think as soon as people heard Nick say that, immediately in your mind you go to, well, what about all these weak areas of the team? And that's he does too. I think it's. I don't think that they're super, super happy about the defensive tackle position right now, but they did go out and they signed Fatakasi, they signed Tim Settle, guys that you're comfortable starting in a game, and guys that, frankly, like every Super Bowl caliber team has a few guys on there at least that are journeyman types at their position. But right. You got to have a guy that's at least that you can trust. And I think, like, you're not slotting in an undrafted rookie free agent or anything right now in any of those spots.
Well, and I think even once the draft is over, given where they're picking, they're not picking in a spot where you go, well, this guy's a starter day one, whereas they have been the last few.
Right.
You draft Derek Stingley Jr. with the third pick. He's a starter day one. You know, you draft C.J. Stroud. The quarterback's different, but that guy's not. Like, C.J. Stroud, you could tell 2 days into camp, that's your starter. Will Anderson is going to be starting for you, all those things. They don't pick till the 42nd pick. So you're not picking till 42. You've got a roster that has really been augmented over the last couple of years. And like that to me, like that, Seth, you point out the only spot on this team where I think a rookie, right now on this team, there are only two spots on the entire team that I could see a rookie starting for the Houston Texans. And that is at corner opposite Derek Stingley, or on the interior of the defensive line, if they draft a kid with 42 or 59, and he really shows, and starting on the interior of the defensive line in D'Amico's scheme and system, and the way he handles things, is sort of just a label more than it is any sort of accomplishment, because he rotates everybody. But as far as like getting into the mix, they have a roster that's way better. They have so few weaknesses right now, like true weaknesses, like Achilles heels, and they don't pick till 42. They're not picking anywhere in the draft where someone gets quasi-anointed as a starter day one.
Yeah, I would add left guard to that. I think it's a wide-open competition at left guard, and I don't feel comfortable. Now, this is where the one part I would disagree with Nick is that you're also projecting that Juice Scruggs is going to be a good center, and I feel confident about Juice Scruggs at center, but when you talk about being comfortable walking out and playing a football game, that interior offense, that center and left guard position versus really good defensive linemen and good inside linebackers versus the Ravens just destroyed you. So that's the one area where, like, either Kenyon Green's got to be healthy and awesome, or Patterson's got to be healthy and awesome, or maybe a rookie comes in. There's some people like this draft for interior offensive linemen as you get a little past the first round.
Yeah.
So that might be a guy that they draft and – maybe they over. I could see them quote unquote overdrafting a guard just because they're chock full of guards from the third round on. Mm-hmm. All right, but the Texans could really use a guard, so maybe they take a swing on one a little bit earlier.
If they use a second round pick on an interior offensive lineman, I think that guy has a real good chance of starting. Oh, you're right about that. I think, I think that's a sign of progress, though, that Nick is like, man, it's going to be tough for rookies to come in and start or make a contribution, you know?
The one thing he said where I got grumpy old man-like on this was, and Nick is really pragmatic of a lot of this stuff, he doesn't seem to let it affect him emotionally, but he said that this year, for whatever reason, rookies don't seem physically ready, because a lot of agents, this is where agents are sometimes the worst people on earth. A lot of agents are worried that their guys might get hurt before the draft, so they told them to back off on their workouts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Is everybody so damn brainwashed by Instagram videos and everything now that they think the only way to work out is to be like jumping off of two-story ledges and plyometric, like explosive stuff that's going to get you injured?
They are brainwashed.
Working out in a safe way is not the same as like sit your ass on a couch, put yourself in bubble wrap so you don't get injured before the draft. These guys, so this is what happens. You come into rookie, if you're not in shape by the time you get to OTAs, then all of a sudden your body is fatigued and you're not learning as well as you can during this offseason stuff. Then these same jackass kids that aren't in shape get 4 or 5 weeks off before training camp begins. They come into training camp, they're out of shape. All this damn GPS tracking they do these days tells you that you're going to, the guy's got to sit out because he might pull a hamstring. And then, boom, you've lost your whole rookie year. Oh, come on, agents. Get your crap together.
Yep.
This is why they don't give a damn about your football team. They just don't give a single damn about your football team.
They give a damn about their commission.
They don't give a single damn about your –
They're a salesman. They're about their commission. They want their 4% or whatever it is.
I got to get my 3%, so don't do anything.
Yep.
The hay is in the barn as far as me getting paid.
Yep.
So just don't do anything.
They did a ranking of NFL rosters, I believe on The Athletic. My link's not working right here right now. Overall rosters 1 through 32. And I thought it was interesting that I thought it was interesting. The Texans are 11th on here, so that's major progress. I mean, you're talking about a team that's been in the high 20s, low 30s for the last 3 years.
Did you get it, or do you want me to read it? Did you get
it? What outlet is it from?
The Athletic. The one that you got on here. Yeah.
I can't tell. I can't click the link right now. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't even.
I don't even know what the outlet is. Yeah. Oh yes, if you can read it.
All right, this is what they say about the Houston Texans with the 11th ranked roster. Quarterback C.J. Stroud looks like a bona fide star, and the Texans have compiled a bunch of playmakers around him on his rookie contract. They have some issues on defense, as no position other than edge ranks better than 14th. Oh, dear. Well, three of those groups rank 24th or worse. Wait, how many groups are there on the defense? I'd be shocked if they don't focus on defense early in the draft, because he doesn't show the actual splits or anything on here. So if they're saying three of those groups rank 24th or worse, they've probably broken it down into safeties, cornerbacks,
off-ball linebackers, edge rushers, interior defensive linemen. I think there's probably five categories, right?
So probably interior defensive
linemen.
So
which of the three are in the bottom quartile of the bottom quartile?
It's either off-ball linebacker or cornerback.
I would say
I'm guessing it's cornerback, because Derek Stingley only played half the season last year, and then you've got the two guys who are listed first and second on your depth chart right now. Are guys who are both currently on their third respective teams.
Yeah, I would say the secondary is probably taking some in these rankings. You know, the safety play wasn't great last year. Jimmy Ward was banged up. You just nailed what corner looks like. And interior defensive line is not one that's flush with a whole lot of playmaking right now. I would guess that they said edge is the only one better than 14th. I would guess their edge rushers are in the top five. Between Denico Autry, Danielle Hunter, and Will Anderson is probably top five. Off-ball linebackers probably 14th, like middle of the pack with Christian Harris and Azeez Al-Shaair, maybe.
Depending on like how they're grading these things, Christian Harris was getting... Like, I personally wouldn't have graded Christian Harris very well in the first third of the season, and then he got way better after that.
Right.
But, yeah, it depends. And then, I mean, whoever's on the – you know what? If they're looking at Sam linebacker, whoever's even on the depth chart at this point, I'm guessing it's Toa Toa. Like, yeah, Toa Toa did not play well last year.
True.
As a rookie. He's got – I'm not saying he can't play well. He just – like, he was not going to be in the running for rookie of the year. He's got a few things he's got to clean up, and very well might. But yeah, looking at them objectively right now, you can't grade them that high.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that the Texans are 11th in this roster grading exercise, and they're third on the Super Bowl odds board, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so the impression of them is certainly in the betting community, and I think in the NFL community at large. Like, I bet if you were to poll like all the national NFL people on ESPN and CBS, Fox, The Athletic, whatever, the Texans would come in higher than 11th on power rankings. They would be a top 10 team. I think it says a lot, like the disparity, Seth, between where they're perceived to be on the Super Bowl odds board and where they're at in terms of roster constitution. Because I don't think The Athletic is saying anything unfair about the roster constitution with the Texans. They've got holes still. I think it says a lot about how much is tied up in C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And how much is tied up in D'Amico's ability to try to coax something out of this defense through him and his staff. You know?
Yeah, and the quarterback alone, you know, is good for five or six spots up or down in any kind of power ranking. Yep. You know, it's good for 6 to 10 wins per year, depending on how bad your backup is.
Yep.
So I think the other thing, too, is what you hope, and this is what happens all the time, this isn't a Texans exclusive take or anything. If you do improve on defense because of the addition of Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry and those guys, there tends to be a shine put off on the other players here. You improve the pass rush up front, all of a sudden your safeties don't look as bad. If the pass rush up front is good, then all of a sudden your linebackers are a little bit better in coverage, which helps out your safeties, and those guys grade out better. So there's a synergistic effect with a lot of this, where you get better grades and appraisals of players based on just a few guys wreaking havoc up front.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you get that effect too.
Yeah. O-line, you know, they talked exclusively about, other than Stroud, about the defensive side of the football. And it sounds like they feel like this defense is middle of the pack at best, right? When you got three position groups that are in the bottom quartile.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. But offensively, where do you expect this to be? Fill in the blank. The Texans will be a top blank offense this year. You know, 10, 5?
7.
Top 7.
7. I think that's the receivers are just going to be too much of a headache in so many ways. It's not like a magical master key that gets you a Super Bowl championship or something, but it creates a lot of headaches. I think the run game, gets better just as long as those three receivers are healthy, because you got to put – if you're a defense – if you got Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Nico Collins out there on the field, and you're a defense, you've got to put a lot of light bodies out there on the field.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got to – you cannot have your crowbar-wielding run stuffers, your big nickel, anything like that. You got to get people who can rush the passer. You got to get guys who can cover, all of that. And that makes it easier to run the ball, obviously. And then you hope also that just by virtue of being in the second year in the system, there's a lot of evidence that Kubiak-Shanahan systems do a lot better with the run game in the second year. You know, it took Kubiak himself a few years to really get it going the way he's capable of doing here in Houston. So I think that's going to be better just by virtue of familiarity with the system, and then hopefully an upgrade or a help out of Kenyon Green, whatever it is at left guard.
Yep. Text message says, super pumped, got selected to attend the unveiling of the uniforms. Thanks, Sean. I don't know if I did anything to do that, but you're welcome. But I guess I've gotten asked this a lot by people. Have they notified the people that have won tickets to the uniform party on Tuesday night? And I guess this would indicate that the answer is yes. If someone
at
has
least
said,
some people, they
at least
have,
yeah, yeah, at least yeah, at least this person they have. So there you go. Yeah, if you're somebody who's
hey, been where's that going to be? Just be sure you tell me on Tuesday morning.
I will. I'll tell you now, but I'll remind you again. In fact, if you want to go together, we can go. You
know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You pick me up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pick you up. 713 Music Hall is where it is.
What time does it start?
That's a good question. That I don't know.
More importantly, what time is it over?
Whenever we want it to be.
I've got a big day on Tuesday. I'm going to be shooting Bayway commercials in the afternoon.
Oh,
I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the jersey unveiling.
Yeah.
Who are the Astros playing on Tuesday?
They're on the road next week.
Yeah.
They
got an 8-game road trip.
Yeah, so yeah. They play the Cubs.
By the time they come back home, I'm assuming 78 pitchers will have pitched for the Astros.
you might have pitched by the time they come
I know.
Back
I, that's why I'm kind of worried. That's why I asked what the Astros are doing on Tuesday in case I get called up.
They called him from the pen. So that's on Tuesday. So it looks like they've started notifying people who's invited.
What are they going to do? What do you think the contingency plan is if all of the uniforms have been leaked by then? Because there's right now, what is there? There's a helmet that's been leaked.
There's a helmet.
There's one of the uniforms.
Yeah,
so we still have three uniforms and two helmets.
There's some mock-ups that have been floating around that I've seen.
Yeah.
That have been floating around the internet that I'm like, hey, those look pretty close. You know,
oh,
like,
really? Okay.
But
you don't know which ones.
I don't. So, I mean, if you search anything hard enough, it's out there, I suppose. But yeah, the two that have been for sure leaked, the two leaks that have been acknowledged by the team.
Yeah.
Are the white jersey on blue pants uniform and the helmet yesterday, the color rush helmet with the big H on the side of it.
So there's still two. We've still got two helmets and three uniforms to see. Is that right? With four total uniforms.
Well, the helmet that went with the white and the blue shirt, blue pants is the same helmet that goes with the blue shirt and the white pants.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So there's three helmets and four uniforms.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yep. So we've seen a helmet and we've seen a full uniform so far.
Okay.
Yep. And Tuesday, we'll see it all.
All right. My math brain isn't working. I guess so. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. They did a redraft of the 2023 draft, and I think this any of these redrafts they do of last year's draft, I think says something about C.J. Stroud that's actually been said pre-draft about other quarterbacks, including one in this draft. This is proof you've got one now, Texan fans. We've got that for you coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.